he's supposed to get on the plane from the airport. He's not at the airport. I'm going to email you.
Okay.
I don't have your email address.
I write it when you give me the charger.
Okay.
Oh, hello, never thought.
So, you have. How is I leave tomorrow in the afternoon.
Oh, in the afternoon.
Probably need to go to the parents.
Yeah.
I'm replying.
He would be happy to see you.
I don't think he would. Last time I saw him, he doesn't remember me.
Oh, yes, of course not.
I mean, it's 15 years ago and it was very short.
But if you just tell him.
Yeah, of course. The moment I tell him, you know, that I was the first monk, first foreign monk that ordained with him.
He was so strict and he put you 2 years. For the accent.
Just for Thai.
Just for the correct
accent. Yes, that was quite an undertaking. So you have any questions?
No, I'm just trying to practice. Improve body.
2 days before you finish.
Hmm?
2 days ago, did you finish?
No. I mean, I just finished just right now.
Oh, yes.
But the video. I wanted to do that, and that's the last thing. So, Linda is coming. So, Will, it seems to help, you know, if somebody, you know, gives you a little bit.
Yes, sometimes I need a second opinion. Or
yeah, and then sometimes you need just a bare piece of foot on your back head, you know, to keep going.
I mean, I have some kind of problems, and I can see this is limiting my meditation, and so I'm. Starting to get this cleared, and I will go to Germany pretty soon. And today I got an email from my lawyer. He said it should be everything okay, basically. But I have to go back to sort things out, and so you don't get rid of me. I follow you wherever you go.
I mean, that was Ken was saying the same thing, but I haven't seen him.
He disappeared to his home. He said he has to rush back home to cut down trees that might come to branches into the sea. He just like
that. I will be like one of these little frogs we had in Kuti. When you didn't watch, you had bong, you had it on your cheek.
On your face.
Yeah, it looks good, and I asked for some money for the ticket and for the books.
See, that's normal for Thais, you know, you can say it as loud as you want, you know. I mean, generosity is something Germans don't have, so they have to repeat it.
So I might leave pretty soon, but I don't know. My date was the beginning of August. Maybe earlier, but this was the time I thought I need.
When you're leaving?
Monday. I was planning to stay for a long while. Long while in the sense, 3 weeks. Everyone seems to be leaving Monday now.
That's why I gave you the talk, huh? I mean, most of the questions, you know, you have, you know, you find it in one of the talks.
Right.
You can, you know, change it, you know, when you go to the internet cafe in the town. Just put some new talks on it.
Okay.
Because it's only 1 gigabyte. There's only few.
Okay.
No, you can have it. I mean, I printed it out for you. No, he's not going.
But he can tell you that he can tell you how to. He would like to go to one month then.
I was thinking Monday, maybe after 4 weeks, just before I go back. I just want to check, you know.
I mean, try it out. See, he has quite a large followers of monks, of Western monks.
Very well.
But they do not impress me.
Well, I don't know, I never met him. No,
the monks do not impress me. I never met him. Ten Max doesn't impress me as well.
He's
going to Busanko. I mean, if you want to practice, if you want to know the way, I mean, then you come here and listen to the teachings of Thanacha Mahabodha, and I think, you know, to my best consideration, the talks that I give are very much in line with Thanacha Mahabodha's teaching. I mean, that is all it is necessary. I mean, to listen in to Bai Tio Nan, Fang Ni, Fang Nong, I mean, maybe. Antico, too much information is not good. I mean, it just confuses us. I mean, this person says this. Each teacher has a different view and aspect and different methods. And they can confuse us more than they can help us. Because then we can choose, you know, from a variety, just like, you know, food, you know. We eat food to get full. But if there's a lot of variety, this is nice, this is nice, this is nice, in the end, you know, we overeat.
Okay, two things. One thing is, of course, places just want to move around.
Yeah.
I'm also aware of that because, you know, just
mm-hmm.
not satisfied being in one place. The other thing is, I came here because, you know, kind of to get advice from a teacher, so I'm just a bit worried, like, you know.
If you keep the advice, that's fine. I mean, all what is now for you is to practice what I told you.
Right.
All what you need to do is, your samadhi is pretty good, so you really can start with the investigation of the body. And that is a very difficult part. I mean, to learn it, you know, to learn it, to view it. And there are also some CDs, there are some talks of Thanacha Mahabodha in English, huh? Translated into English. So that's fine. I mean, that is the main focus. Huh? And the problem with a lot of Westerners that I found, you know, they know everything about every kind of Buddhism. They went to all the teachers that are well known. And yes. And they are more confused, you know, when they come here.
Yeah.
Huh?
For me, it was, I wanted to have the best meditation practice, and in the end, I had so many information, I didn't know where to start, and it was more a hindrance than. And then I came here, and it was very simple.
Yes, and that is the beauty of it. It makes everything extremely simple, and that shows us, you know, that our mind is that who wants it to be complicated. Our mind is that one wants to choose from. Because, you know, if you run into a difficulty, I mean, then we choose all this. Oh, okay, I can do this, I can do this, I can do that. And then we try it all out. And we never get over the hindrance. And then because all these methods don't work, I mean, we run to the next teacher. What do you advise? What do you advise? I mean, then he gives us another method and we practice. And still we come to the same problem and we cannot overcome it. I mean, overcome it is sitting through it, no matter what. not running around. I mean, that is not really helpful. Only for people, you know, I mean, for people, you know, who have a straight mind. I mean, that it really harms them. It doesn't harm them. Who really are set on Dhamma, who really know what Dhamma is, I mean, then they can go and listen to anybody, but they wouldn't be interested. I mean, like I said last time, you know, I've been here in Bantad for 15 years. Huh? I don't even know all the parts of Bantad. Because I was interested, when I came back from the sala, I went to my kuti and did sitting meditation and walking meditation, and then I come back to the sala. I mean, did you see that? No, I'm not interested. I wasn't interested in all these things. Because the more we are interested, the more we burden our mind. I mean, the more it has to think of, the more it has to choose from, and the more it has to choose from. I mean, just go to the supermarket and try to get some toothpaste or some soap. I mean, she remembers, you know, at the time 30 years ago, I mean, she went and bought some soap and there was only one soap.
Yeah. Big and a small size.
Just the size was different. And now she goes to the supermarket and there are hundreds of different kinds of soap. So which one do we know? Take. Huh? That is the burden, or that is the avicca of choice. We think we have a choice, huh? I mean, we have only one choice, to give up or to go on. I mean, the moment the difficulty, the practice becomes difficult, then we have to go through. And all what is needed is satipanya. I mean, sati, you know, just know what is going on. And I mean, that itself will lead you through the difficulties. But of course, no, it's, you know, I need another teacher. I mean, I need a teacher that is softer.
No, but I mean, in my case, I'm just
I know.
Convinced that I want to do body contemplation. The thing is, like, you know, maybe just confusion as well.
I mean, I don't think it will do you too much harm. But, you know, just keep that in mind. I mean, the more we know, the more we are confused. Because every teacher, even if he comes from the Lumpuman, I mean, it's different. It's different emphasis. Also, I have seen, you know, the similarity of the disciples of Tanacha Mahapo are very, you know, it doesn't really matter to which what you go, you get the same instruction. But if you go to other teachers, I mean, it might differ. You know, if they come from Lumpu Chop, it differs. If they come from Ajahn Kao, it differs. Just a little bit, and maybe it differs a lot. So if you go to Lumpu Chai, it differs completely. I mean, then one is really confused, you know, what should one do? I mean, Lumpu Chai did it because of his disciples, and Tanacha Mahapo did it of his disciples. But Tanacha Mahapo also says, you know, that his teachings are not for everyone. So if you don't find, you know, if nothing clicks in your heart, I mean, then, okay. I mean, then find another teacher. But if it clicks, then do it. Just do it. And that is so difficult. I mean, that is difficult. That's why we run out to the next, to see the next arahant, and then we make a, tours through all the to all the arahants of Thailand. I mean, it's fantastic, of course. Eh? Or we try to get some teaching of this Achan, or this Kuba Achan, or that Kuba Achan, venerable teacher. And I mean, in the end, you know, what are we running away from? From our own difficulty. That's why we go there, because at the moment it's so difficult. You know, we want to see something else. But that is the normal state of mind. I mean, it has been in the world just like that. When we are in worldly life, you know, something comes up, you know, we have some difficulties with our wife, you know, and we just go and see a friend. Or we have some difficulties with colleagues and, you know, then we hang on the phone or whatever it is. Huh? Never face it. I mean, because we are not trained to face the difficulties in life. We are trained, our mind is so much trained to run away from it. And to run after the pleasant sensation and to run away from the unpleasant sensation. And all the reasons, you know, for everyone, for all our doings is because something happened. Just right now. Either unpleasant or pleasant. That lets us move away. I mean, I don't know, I don't understand, but I don't think, I don't consider myself a special person. But I was so, you know, I was so, I mean, in terms of practice, I was completely tunnel view.
Whoosh!
Yeah? Not looking left, not looking right. You know, whatever the other teacher said, even in Europe, you know, I just came in and went out. Didn't even bother me. And that, of course, you know, that leads extremely to the that leads directly to the difficulties. And then you have no other option than to overcome this difficulty. Because otherwise it happens, you know, you practice for 3 months, I mean, you as well as lots of others, I mean, they take some of the hardcore practitioners, they take off 3 months in a year and then practice. And they practice, come to a certain point, stop practice. Next year, come to the same point, stop. Next year, come to the same point, stop. And that's, I've seen it over these years, how long do I teach now, 7 or 8 years? I've seen it. They come and stop, and come and stop. And sometimes, you know, the difficulties come earlier, so they stop early. They find a reason. Now I want to go down on the Mekong River, you know, to the side of Lao. Yeah? I mean, there are some very empty spaces, huh? Yes? I mean, extremely, I mean, people just won't do it, you know. Lots of us, you know, just don't have the patience or the endurance to stay in a lonely place. And it can be quite frightening. Wherever we go, we take our difficulties with us. So if you think that the teaching that is taught here by Tenzin Mahapoor and presented by me, I mean, is that what clicks? I mean, then just stick with it and forget about all the other teachers. The more you forget, the better. I mean, just do it. I mean, it's so hard to do it. I mean, when I came here, I remember I had a lot of questions. I mean, Kunying probably remembers, you know, because I asked Ajahn Pani a lot of questions in the beginning. And I wanted to ask Ajahn Mahapoor about this and this. And then, you know, after half a year, I realized, you know, I still have work to do. So, I mean, when I do this work and when I have problems with it, I can ask him. So after 6 years, I asked him the first question. Because then I really couldn't go on. But then, and so far, you know, just body contemplation 6 years, every day. Until you don't even think outside of your Chankong part, or outside of your sitting part. I mean, even, no thought whatsoever, what the world and so on, you know, I really didn't know what was going on in the world. I mean, if not a German friend, you know, from the village came, you know, and told me, you know, what is going on, I wouldn't know. I mean, I wouldn't know about all these things. Because I'm not interested. I'm not picking up a newspaper to read it. All I was interested in, you know, how to crack that problem, you know, that is appearing now. And that is, the more interest you have, I mean, the better it goes. But of course, you know, the life that we led, you know, so far is that we need to be in contact, isn't it, really? We need to be in contact with this person or that person, you know, and that, of course, screws up our whole life. Why did the Lord Buddha, you know, present us with loneliness, with solitude? That's the places where you should practice. Not in the cities, I mean, not in the cities where all this entertainment is. In the internet cafe, I mean, because we lose them. I mean, somebody whose sati is extremely strong, I mean, that doesn't, then it can be actually helpful for him to go to the internet cafe. to see how burdensome this communication is. But we normally go out of the wrong reasons. We want to run away from some unpleasant things. I mean, it can be just boredom, or it just can be restlessness. I mean, no matter what. These are all the things, all the conditions that make us go wrong. So that's where we have to look. I mean, we can start training ourselves the moment we want to get up from our sitting position. I mean, what is happening? I mean, something unpleasant certainly has happened, otherwise we wouldn't get up. Why do we want to end Chongkwa? I mean, have enough sati in order to see the reason. I mean, then you can say, okay, now I know the reason, yes or no. I mean, just make it clear. When you think about it, you know, avijja, or the delusion part. Greed, hatred and delusion. The delusion part doesn't want us to know what is going on. Because if we know, I mean, we get cleverer. If we don't know, we don't get cleverer. We know, we want to know why we do any kind of actions that we do. I mean, really single-pointed. I mean, single-minded. Just do one thing at a time. And then, you know, if we have to do something that we feel at that moment, we have to do something that is important, then we do it with mindfulness. And then, after doing it, we observe the results of our own action. Because that tells us if it was wholesome or not wholesome. And I can guarantee you 90% of it is all unwholesome. It's not necessary. But we think, you know, we still think in the ways of the world. How is it not possible to take this thinking into our practice? I mean, in our practice, the only thing that we want to understand, and there was one thing, you know, that always, you know, was in the back of my head. What the hell is going on? What the hell are you doing? Asking myself. Why are you doing this? What the hell is going on? Who has command over you? Who tells you that you like this? Who tells you that you don't like this? Each thing. I mean, that is strong sati, of course. But then you get aware. I mean, we want to get aware of what is going on. Because we want to cut down, you know, the cycles of life. Some people just want to cut it down to seven more lives, and other people want to cut it not to be born again. But not to be born again, you know, that takes enormous effort, right? I mean, most of the lay people cannot do it just part-time. I mean, it's a full-time job. Yes? I mean, it's really full-time job. And just think about my own practice. I practice meditation, you know, for 6 years in Europe. And when I came here, I mean, I had to start anew. Because nobody was really teaching us Sukha in Nivas. Nobody was really teaching, you know, how to get rid of the roots of greed and hate. I mean, of course, the Supa, they knew, yes, I mean, yeah, okay, I understand. I mean, you look at the corpse and you see that is unpleasant, but that is knowing. That has nothing to do with dropping down to the chitta. I mean, once you see it, you know, you don't want to carry, I mean, you don't want to carry 50 kilos or 60 or 70 kilos or all everywhere where you go. I mean, do you carry a bag of shit with you? And that's what you do. I mean, you get up and you lift up this bag of shit. You walk and you walk with this bag of shit. Or you can also call it, if you don't like shit, actually shit is down, it's only down there. But it's blood, it's raw meat, and it's flesh, and it's sinews and bones, you know, all the things that we normally, when we look at it, we don't like to see. That's what we constantly carry around with us. But we don't mind, eh? And that was, you know, for me the most important thing, you know. It took me 9 months, you know, just practicing. It took me 9 months to understand, you know, the concept of how to practice a supa. It was not written down. I mean, even the English talk, most of the English talks that were translated by Tanaka Mahapur weren't about this topic. They were about other topics. Wonder why? Because Western has translated them. Wonder why? Amazingly why? Because he has given quite a lot of talks, very interesting talks about how to develop a super. So I had to figure it out by myself, so I can teach you now. Because I figured it out, and I did it for 6 years, you know, day in, day out, day in, day out. There wasn't Sunday. I mean, there wasn't a Sunday break or weekend break. There was 24 hours a day, or 18 hours a day. Until it showed its result. I mean, if you have more sati, you know, and if you are more secluded than I was, you know, maybe it takes less.
What was your first question to
ask? I said I'm at a point where I can't go on. And then I explained the point to him, you know, what I saw, what I met, you know, and he said, he looked at me and he said, yes, of course you can't go on this way. It doesn't. And then he showed me, you know, to go. Just to remove the thing.
Go back to the heart.
Just go back to it. And that was very easy instruction, but just following this instruction. I mean, just following the instruction, I mean, takes years. Because all the difficulties that arise by trying to follow this instruction, I mean, the instruction is always in the back of your head, what you have to do. And all the hindrances that are coming up because you follow that instruction, I mean, you have to deal with them. And then one time, was it 1 year later, 2 years later, you know, I got completely thrown out of the path. So I went to see him, and then he put me back to the path. I don't say that.
What's your last question?
I don't remember. I have to think about it. It doesn't come out yet.
Right now, it's just cutting and chopping and peeling it off, kind of thing. I mean, but sometimes it becomes kind of mechanical. It grows on, just kind of on its own, just cutting and chopping,
yes.
Peeling off.
Yes.
So
that can be perfectly fine.
Okay.
But you know, check it out once in a while. You know, if it's unpleasant, if it's not unpleasant, you know, there's no use of it.
Mm.
I mean, then it's just play. I mean, it can be mechanically cutting down, you know, finding the roots of it, but it can be just playing. I mean, the kalesas are there. I mean, they're always, you know, watching us. They know, okay, now, I mean, we cannot distract him from this kind of work. So, I mean, let's play with it. And then they play with it for 1 year, for 2 years, for 5 years, and nothing happens. So we always have to know, you know, that something, when we do a super, I mean, a lot of unpleasant feelings are coming up. So if they stop coming up, I mean, something is wrong with our practice. That was also always a question, you know. Whenever I had some difficulties, I said, something is wrong with my practice. I mean, how can I have this difficulty? So what is wrong with my practice? And I looked at it, you know, and I found it, you know, and then went off. Not what is wrong with others. I mean, what is wrong with my practice? Why do I react? Why do I still react? There is something that I haven't seen. There is something that I haven't understood. I mean, if you don't have a teacher, you know, who constantly hits you on the head, I mean, then you have to have a teacher in the back of your mind who constantly tells you to be aware. What the hell is going on? Why are you doing this? Huh? You have to develop this teacher. I mean, I luckily got it, you know. I don't know how I developed, but, you know, it seems I've developed it. And that, of course, fosters, you know, in extreme sati. So check yourself always. I mean, as the moment something unpleasant comes up, or if you have a reaction towards the world, then there's certainly something that you have not understood correctly. So something with your practice went wrong. Because if your practice is right, you understand it. Not the lawyer is the problem, or the person who sues you is the problem. It's you who is the problem. It's not the person who defames you. It's the problem, it's you who react to this defamation. And once you understand very well, I mean, all what you have, you know, you have extreme metta and compassion for that person who does that to you. You don't want to get back to him. And that is our first reaction. I mean, he said something unpleasant to us. Let's get it back. No, I mean, once you have metta, once you have understanding, and once you have compassion, I mean, you see somebody saying something very bad to you, and you understand him, and you have compassion for him, and you see how much he suffers. I mean, what kind of state of mind must he be in to say something like that? Huh? I mean, through our own experience, we know that it wasn't a very wholesome state of mind if he tried to, you know, to load some shit on somebody else. So now that we have realized it, you know, we see it in the other body. And then you can really have pity for that other person. Yeah. But how difficult is it? You know, moment comes up, boop! I mean, we start to react. So we have to really be aware, we have to really have sati. I mean, see it coming up and then, Buddha, 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 calm it down, and then look at the cause of it. I mean, what, you know, these are words, you know, just like Lumta said, they are wind in our ears. What has that to do? I mean, we are reacting to these sounds. It's not the other person. Of course, the other person tries it, because that's what happens in the world. I mean, we try to make other people angry because we are angry. And if you don't get angry, they get you angry. Because if they can make you angry, then they feel, you know, that you took off the load of anger. But if you don't get angry, you know, and smile at them, and even have compassion for them, I mean, they might even get more angry. Yes, they're frustrated. Because they cannot let go, can get rid of their own anger. I mean, then you are, I mean, then wherever you go in this world, I mean, you're free. So wherever you face a problem, I mean, be it with your son, or be it with your daughter, or be it with your family, or be it with your own mother, or kids, or whatever. It's the problems that are in there. So then you know, okay, there's a problem, so I have to solve it first. I mean, before you go into any interaction, go sit down, you know, solve it. Reflect about it. Investigate it. What's the problem? Get rid of it. And then you can talk to this person. But that, of course, means we have to be aware of what is going on. If you're not aware, I mean, you know, it's just running, you know. I mean, as the stream of karma is running, is flowing, and, you know, it has a bed. I mean, it just runs at bed. If you're not aware that this stream is running in the wrong direction and we build a dam, I mean, so we have to build a dam. And directed in the right direction. Karma is flowing constantly. And the moment we are unmindful, we are actually doing karma. And we are going along with the old karma. And because of our old karma, we are sitting here and trying to change things. Because we are not satisfied with the results of our own actions. Huh? We think, some people might in the beginning think they are not satisfied with the world, so that they come here. No, we are not satisfied with our own action that leads you into the mess that we are in. That's why we're trying to change something. So don't go out and change others, change yourself. Max is recording.
Will you see Jota again before you leave?
I want to see him now.
Is he at top?
No, that, I don't think so. But you see. So that means, you know, if you don't have any questions, then don't get confused. I mean, don't pick up so many things. I mean, that is, you know, for you, as lay people who are not staying in the same what and have the same teacher all year round, I mean, that is really a danger. I mean, if you go to another what and just want to practice, if they allow you to practice, you know, according to what is, you know, that's fine. If you go to a place, just go ahead and practice, you know, what you learn and what is helpful and what is necessary. But don't go around, you know, and look for other methods. Or other teachings, you know, that can, that is easier, or this teacher is not so strict. Actually, that should tell us immediately that we need a strict teacher. I mean, the Kilesas always want to the easy way out. And we can never. And it will happen, you know, you will find yourself. And that I remember for myself, you know, I was at a problem, you know, and then I said, it's so steep. I mean, let's go around and see, you know, if there's a, you know, there's a smoother way up. And then I went around, and then went around. And finally I came back to the old path, and they said, you know, all these paths are difficult, you know, it doesn't really matter which path you climb. So just go ahead, you know, and if I just go ahead the first time, I learned it through my years of practice, I learned it, you know, not to fiddle around with it, you know, just go on. Just face the difficulty, you know, and see for what it is. Because this dancing around doesn't bring anything. I mean, it's just a waste of time. But we are programmed like that. You know, and this kind of program is so, so deep. I mean, we just can't avoid not doing it. Just be aware of it that you do it, you know, and then say to yourself, okay, there's no easy way out. I mean, I have to swim through that. No matter, you know, I can look, you know, and assume that this path, you know, is shorter to swim, or that path is, you know, not so deep. I mean, it will be always this deep, you know, and if it's not so deep, you know, then it's longer. I mean, sometimes it is better to get rid of it, you know, with one effort, than, you know, to get rid of it with constant effort for weeks or months. Just one day, you know, sit through the pain, boops, gone. Or at least try. I mean, try. And you see, you can do it, because nothing is going to happen. It's all a battle in the mind. It's all a battle in the chitta. The battle, the real battle is going on in the chitta. It has nothing to do with our body. The body is just the playground of the kilesas. That's where they try to put their fight so that we get confused. I mean, the five khandhas, no? not only the body. I mean, once the kilesas put the battle on the five khandhas, I mean, we get confused. We think that is the problem of memory, or this is the problem of this, and no, the problem is the kilesas who don't want to follow. Or how do you say it? Stand foot, or no, that's German. standby or standby. Doesn't matter. I mean, that's where we are diverted constantly. I mean, the Kilesas bring the battleground on the five khandhas. So, and within the body, you know, when we do body contemplation, it not only brings it in the body, it brings it out in the senses. And then we go out. But the battle is actually going on. So we always bring it back, always bring it back, always bring it back. And you see, it doesn't really matter. You know, what kind of battle? It is the battle between avijja and dhamma. That's a battle. That's the only battle. I mean, that is, you know, that's why Tanaja Mahabodh says, you know, you are, as a practitioner, you are going into the ring with a champion, in the boxing ring. I mean, in the beginning, he's a champion, so he kicks you out very soon. Okay. Get up again, you know, and go up back again. Until you can stand there for a while, until you can observe him. You can observe his moves, you know, and maybe you can duck, you know, once in a while. And once you can duck, you know, you can look where are his weaknesses, and you give him a blow. So that avijja, the champion, is knocked out. And that is the first time, you know, you really experience freedom. But the constant effort is, you know, to go back in the ring, even if he knocks you out. The moment you gain consciousness again, I mean, just go back in the ring. Just fight it again. Yes, I know, it's just so easy said, you know, and so difficult. That's why we look, you know, and the world is not, I mean, it's not missing any kind of sense contact that we wish for. Mm-hmm. I mean, just bring up this sense contact, you know, that at the moment, and then we are completely out of our practice. So remember, I mean, the five khandhas are the playground of the kilesas. They are not the kilesas. I mean, the kilesas have nothing to do with the five khandhas. I mean, they just rule them just the same way as the Dhamma. I mean, if Dhamma has the authority, I mean, then we sit, you know, and we sit through every kind of pain. Or we do investigation, you know, even if our inner guts come up. That is Dhamma. But if the kilesas are, they have the control, I mean, they tell you, oh, that is too much, you know, I break my body, or I break my neck, or I break my back. Or this is not healthy, you know, or maybe I can go crazy, or maybe this is not good, or maybe the method that he told me is not good, maybe I have to find another teacher. See? And then we are off to another teacher, the next day we go. And we haven't even realized, you know, that the kilesas tricked us. Just remember that, and once in a while remember it. The kilesas are the master of trickery. And their playground are the khandhas. And if they have the body khandhas, I mean, if the playground is the body khandhas, then it's mostly the six senses. So be aware of it. You hear suddenly a sound and you're on, off. You see something and you're off. You smell something and you're off. All these things, oh, it's so fast. I mean, it's so fast. If you can't do it, okay, then just get used to the idea to be reborn and reborn and reborn again. I mean, when we think about next life, it is not so bad. Why is our this moment, why is that so bad? How can the better next life be better than this? Huh? Huh? It's our hope that it will become better. But it becomes only better the moment we put in some effort and remove the obstacles that produce all this dukkha. Then it really becomes better. But just thinking, you know, now my body is old in next life, you know, we don't even know what kind of body we have in our next life. Maybe it's disabled. Maybe it's inhuman, I don't know. Maybe it's an animal. Maybe it's a ghost. Hmm. We don't know what kind of body we have in our next life. Hmm? Yes, he's going to beat me, and I'm the dog. No, I go now. Have a little bit of a massage. I know they are there, but it takes normally 3/4 of an hour. I mean, I used to be, sometimes, you know, I used to go there. Yeah. So, if there are no more questions, I just leave you alone and wish the best for your practice. And I hope, you know, I could give you some instructions or my instructions were helpful for you. That's the only thing that I can hope. Then my effort was not completely in vain. Yes, it's easy to hear, it's easy to understand, yet it's so difficult to do. We say yes, yes, and then, you know, then our karma is just taking us, yeah, on the next trip.
When you're back in November. Huh? When you're back in November.
Whatever. I don't promise anything. So.
Perhaps before the
lesson. No. Certainly not. No, it's good, you know, just to be 2 months, you know, that's all. I mean, that is already very, very quiet.
That's why I thought at that monastery there's a lot of scheduled talking.
I mean, that's their problem, not my problem.
They're going to put you in. They're only three months, right?
You're 2 months. He's just visiting for 10 days and then he goes back to.
Oh, yeah.
Or for a month, a month. And before Pansa, he goes back. So. Well, I wish you the best.
I wish you the best at your monastery.
Well, let's see, you know what.
And I will let you know the details of that meditation.